Formerly of Blur and Gorillaz, has turned into a real world music aficionado, and he's starting to become a real influencer himself. From Tony Allen's album Secret Agent, that was Go Back, featuring Damon Albarn and the late great Tony Allen. Before that, Bedouin Sound Clash, who have put together a new album called Moss, featuring the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. We heard Born Into Bad Times. These two will pass. We are produced through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at our homepage, which is worldbeatinternational.com. There you'll find new reviews, our blog, our album cover of the week, all kinds of great stuff to explore and enjoy. Our thanks to our subscribing stations for getting the word out. Our last sound goes to Judios Latinos and Turn Back the Clock, but our last word goes to Stevie Wonder, who said, "What I'm not confused about is the world is needing much more love. No hate, no prejudice, no bigotry, and more unity, peace, and understanding."
Like Home Alone, knock off imitators with sax and trombone, burning up the planet like Trump and ozone. I'm a Jew boy standing in a Slavic stance, to get paid to dance, to give you cheap romance, taking you there, making you stare, from death row to skid row on a one-legged chair. Bife de lomo, pastilla de Viagra, tengo más fuerza que cascadas Niagara. Ponte listo, asemblan los judíos en las calles, mira para arriba, mira para las valles, ahora me ves hasta las tres, de donde crees que gafilte es mi pez. Wrapped in Jews, don't wear face tattoos. Post Malone, PJ Way trash buffoon.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and tonight I'm going to have a focus on post-rock, slowcore, droning stuff, slow stuff, despairing, anxious, all that sort of thing. First song, really fits the bill there, is called A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut. That was the first song of the hour. Off of the album Death Consciousness, by the band Have a Nice Life. Death Consciousness is definitely one of my favorite albums. I have some poignant memories associated with it. I think the one that stands out the most is listening to the album start to finish when I was a little bit ill, head spinning, stomach a little bit upset, couldn't really stand without feeling like I was going to throw up. And I was living with my coworkers at the time and ended up quarantined to my room, just lying there in the dark, staring up at the ceiling, blasting Death Consciousness, going through that. I think I listened to a couple black metal albums after that. And I think that's really, there's something about being ill that really brings on that despairing feeling, kind of the feeling of almost nothingness. And I think that's what's captured really, really well by A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut. And I gotta say, I also am a bit of a fan of those really long song names. There are a couple other songs off of that album. I think in particular, I Don't Love and Earth Mover, the very last two tracks off the album that really capture me as well. I think those are the biggest, actually Earth Mover would definitely be the biggest moment for me on that album. It's got this really intense buildup that comes crashing down. Anyway, break away from this. There are going to be a few more songs that I play this half hour. First one is a song called Hollowing off the album Gently by Barrowire's Son. A guy originally from Eastern Europe, now based out of Ontario, Canada. So, pretty happy to play that. Also going to be playing quite a few other songs. Well, not very many songs, they tend to be long. But I'll be playing more music from Canadian artists tonight, just because there's a lot of good Canadian post-rock that comes out. Barrowire's Son is definitely along the lines of, I'd call it post-rock, but maybe I don't know well enough. I've seen it described as slowcore or even drone metal. And regardless of that, I think it's suitable for tonight, and I think it captures the mood quite well. So anyway, this song is called Hollowing by Barrowire's Son. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. The last song you heard there was Frederica by the band Do Make Say Think. It's from the Toronto area. Before that was a song I alluded to before called Hollowing by the band, or artist rather, that goes by Bare Wire Sun. Two sort of different tracks. I think they're both... I guess the latter is more post-rock and the prior more drone or slowcore. More despairing in the first, definitely a little bit more upbeat in the Do Make Say Think track. Anyway, there's going to be another change of pace after the break. Coming up after that is going to be a song from the post-rock, noisy, screamo band, Korea.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, and this show is Past Tense. The last song you heard there, that I just played, roughly translated to English, is 1,000 Million Crows by the band Korea, which is spelled with a C, off of their album, again, roughly translated to English, as The Worst 7 Kilometers of My Life. Spanish band, got an interesting, I guess, long-distance running motif going for that album. I wish I could pick through the lyrics and figure out what's going on, but the vocals are not only screamed, and it's an obscure album, but I believe it's also in Spanish, so I don't think there's any good chance of me being able to pick those things apart anytime soon. It is an album I enjoy a lot. It's very musically dense. Not only does it do some really good screamo, but it also treads into post-rock territory and has segments of noise thrown into the middle. I think the song that I just played was the very last song off of the album, and it goes kind of starts off with the screamo, goes into the noise, and then ends on the screamo again. So it's an album I enjoy a lot, and I think it captures aggression while still managing to hold on to emotion behind it. It's not just pure, you know, thrashing around. It really captures some sort of feeling of despair and frustration that I managed to pick up on out of it. Maybe it's just me, but that's what I get anyway. Maybe it's just the state of mind that I'm in currently. I feel like all the songs that I played were running on some sort of feeling of despair that unites them thematically. I'm always trying to pull something together to make my sets cohesive, whether I'm going off of a unified emotional theme or something like a common genre among all the songs. And I think I'm capturing that tonight, even if I am playing slowcore within the same set as screamo. But anyway, I think they just capture different ends, or, yeah, I suppose different ends would be the right way to put it. The different ends to despair, feelings of frustration, the feelings of annihilation, maybe, and perhaps, whereas that one song might represent the frustration and aggression that comes out of despair, the earlier songs, especially the Have a Nice Life track, A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut, would probably capture the feeling of inaction due to despair. Despair just leading to more despair. Anyway, kind of interesting for me to do. I've kind of wanted to do a set sort of like this for a while. The last time I did a really slow and mellow set was probably around Christmas when I did Slowcore only, and I had a lot of fun doing that. I had a lot of fun coming up with the tracks. That was also a period of time where I was spending a lot of time at home, so it allowed me to just sit in my basement and pick through the music that I wanted to do. Sit down there and listen to the tracks late at night, as I'm doing now. And because of the way that things are going currently, LU Radio is closed off to volunteers, and I get to record this from home. So it's an interesting feeling doing all of this from home, being in a little bit more control, but also not doing it on the fly, not just directly broadcasting onto the air. So it's an interesting experience. I'm glad I'm getting to do it just for the sake of learning it as a skill, especially messing around with the song files as well as the recordings of my audio for this. So it's interesting, and I think it's also good that we're staying safe during this period of time, taking the precautions that we can, and still banding together to do what we love, which includes, for me, running this radio show. It's a fun little exercise for me that I get to take part in every week. I definitely enjoy the songs that I put on air, so I'm happy to be able to do it, even though I can't go into the station currently. Anyway, I've got a song that I really, really want to play. It's a Godspeed You Black Emperor song. This is a Canadian band. I'm sure quite a few people know of them. And I'll be playing a track off of their F-sharp, A-sharp, Infinity album. It's one that I think is kind of fitting for the current state that things are in. And it's been a long time since I've given Godspeed You a really serious listen. I know there's also a Silver Mount Zion, which is, I guess, maybe a side project or a spin-off project from some of the people that take part in Godspeed You Black Emperor. So those are some discographies that I have to pick through again. I know that Godspeed You has released some more material in the years since I've listened to them, so there's more for me to look at. And man, I think it's been since I was maybe in high school or before I went into university that I really seriously listened to them, and and pick through some of their albums. So it'll be interesting to go through those again. And maybe this will be a good reintroduction for me to play the song on air and really settle into it, you know. Like I said before, I think it is a good, suitable, fitting track. It's got some nice spoken word poetry thrown at the start, so I'm happy to play it. Anyway, the song is called The Dead Flag Blues off of the Godspeed You Black Emperor album called F Sharp, A Sharp, Infinity.
The car is on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt, and we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine, and the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down, and the billboards are all leering, and the flags are all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. Buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. The skyline was beautiful on fire. Metal stretching upwards. Everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days. You grabbed my hand and we fell into it like a daydream or a fever. Thank you. up one morning and fell a little further down. For sure it's the valley of death. I open up my wallet, and it's full of blood.